out of the schools, so that the people may continue to pursue their own desires. As long as they are going to pursue their own desires, on the fact and the foundation that they will still be paying tax, they will still be making some rich businessman rich, because he will be providing them products and providing them services where they express or they spend and invest on their selfishness. But the wisdom of God speaks like this. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 7 says, "These are always learning, but they never come to the knowledge of truth." And why? Because their aim of learning is jailed and hijacked and taken over by their own selfish ambitions. So they learn, but they never come to the truth, because God is truth and God is not unveiled or exposed through their intellectual pursuit and intellectual teaching, because they are seeking their own selfish gain. In the book of Psalm chapter 14 verse 1 says, "A fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works, and there is none who does good." Now I believe with all my heart that this fool is not just a fool because he's an idiot, never gone to school, but he's a fool because he's been taught and groomed and grown by the intellectual pursuit of his own selfish gain. Let us read more about who is a wise man. Wisdom comes from those, or wisdom comes to those who love God and study his word via the context of loving him. And through the love of God, they also passionately keep his commandments, because they study the word of God to become more like God. In the image of God, God created us. So we study his word to reflect him more. If he is love, so we study to love others. If he is love, we study to be generous. If he is love, we study to do businesses with a social cooperative responsibility, with a philanthropic identity, so that we may serve our community, our homes, and live a better life through selflessness. Psalm chapter 111 verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom, and a good understanding have those who do his commandments. And praise endures forever in their midst." Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fools despise wisdom and instruction." Why? Because their pursuit is on selfishness, but the wise increase in knowledge of God. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." God gives wisdom and knowledge to those, and understanding to those who are pursuing after his knowledge, his oneness, to connect into the things that he loves for them. He has made choices for them. He has desired for them. So through pursuing after God and studying the image of God, so that they may become more like God, they expose the likeness of God, and God exposes himself to them through the spiritual understanding, which is called wisdom. But why? Because the fear of God, the love of God, the keeping of God's commandments is the beginning of all wisdom and understanding. Apostle Ngabo here from the Council of Ngabo God's Courthouse, Celebrate Uganda. I'm saying, God bless you in all you're getting, get wisdom, and in all you're pursuing, pursue after understanding.